Hi, this is Beth Jones Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, I was talking with a business client recently who was having a hard time understanding the benefits to herself of having a system to track her progress toward her business goals. She's a gregarious social butterfly who is fabulous with connecting with people in her sales business. I just love her. She has set goals in the past to reach the award level in her company that would put her in the ranks of the top achievers, but she hasn't quite reached that total goal yet. And when I asked her what she thought was the roadblock, she said that she normally starts the year well, but about midway through she loses steam and has a hard time regaining her momentum. And when I asked her about how she was tracking her progress, she said she didn't really have a specific system to track. She just had kind of a general idea as to how her sales were going from month to month. So I remembered that a few years ago she told me she'd lost a significant amount of weight. So I asked her if while she was in the process of losing the weight a couple years ago, if she ever checked her scale. Well, she said, of course she did. She did almost daily. She said it was critical to her weight loss because it motivated her to keep going when she could see her progress. It was hugely important. So I asked her to consider thinking of a sales tracker like a bathroom scale. It helps you see your progress and it keeps you motivated. Oh, that's really all it took. She said she got it. That object lesson really resonated with her. Well, whether it's an object lesson or a story or an analogy or a parable, Jesus modeled for us the power of using them to influence others. Painting a picture that the other person can relate to will be remembered much longer than a list of do's and don'ts. So as we continue our study of becoming a woman of influence, we want to remember principle number 3 today, which is the principle of storytelling. You never know when an example from your life can turn into an easy way to make a point with a woman that you're connecting with. Jesus did it all the time. He used objects, he used stories, he used parables, whatever was around him that the people could relate to. I love his examples, and one that we want to look at today is in Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, Jesus is telling the parable, and then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. And then verse 18, Jesus explains what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the seed along the path. The one who has received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy, but since he has no root, it lasts only a short time. When the trouble and persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who has received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of his life and deceitfulness of wealth choke it out, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what he has sown. Jesus used an analogy, a story, around exactly what the people dealt with on a daily basis. Agriculture, planting seed. They all had done that. They all could understand the story. The author of Becoming a Woman of Influence, Carol Kent, puts it this way, quote, as women who want to make a lasting impact on others, we need to find points of identification that will help women understand and apply what we are teaching them. You and I may not be able to tell parables in the same way Jesus did, but we can help others visualize our message. points of identification, she calls them. I just love that. Something that the other person can relate to, points of identification. You know, not every conversation you will have with those that you want to influence will be spiritually based. Just be open to the impact even an everyday opportunity presents to use a story or object to make a point more memorable. I think of this especially when talking with younger women, even my granddaughter, that they respond better to examples and stories that are part of their world much better than, well, bullet points. And there may be a time when you can share your own story of how Jesus has changed your life. Maybe it's not just a bit of advice that you want to share. Maybe it's not just something of life lessons or wise women, a story that a wise woman would share that you would want to talk to somebody about. But maybe you want to share sometime about how Jesus changed your life, what your life was like beforehand and when you came to know Jesus, and then how your life changed ever since. For me, I grew up knowing Jesus all my life, so there really wasn't a time before. But there was a time that as a young adult that I kind of started to climb the success ladder and recognize that, you know what, that ladder was leaning against the wrong wall. I was focusing on the wrong things in my pursuit and my priorities. And so I quickly climbed down that ladder and moved it over to the wall that was Jesus, leaning upon the solid rock. When I tell that story, that visual helps others understand, especially those who've walked with the Lord for a long time. I made my decision when I was pretty much 11 years old or 12 years old that I was going to follow Jesus all my life. So there was no real remarkable time of my life, except that I do remember that time that I decided. I said yes to Jesus. I was baptized. I did those things that were the outward expression as well as the inward expression, but I also grew up as a kid and as a young adult, and I know that I had some choices and decisions and priorities that were not always in the right keeping because I had my ladder leaned up against that wrong wall, and until I took that down and got up against that solid rock and leaning on Jesus, then those things got back in place. So that analogy others can relate to, and I'm sure that you will think of ones as well for yourself, for your own story. And remember, just make it relatable to the other person. Be thinking about your own story of how you came to know Jesus, and think about those women in your life and what they normally experience, and maybe relating that to something when the time comes that you might share it, because you never know when the time might come. And it will take wisdom. And as we know, if anyone lacks wisdom, all we have to do is ask God, and God will give that wisdom to us generously without finding fault. It will be given to us. So ask, ask, and he will bring to mind those points of identification that we can relate to someone else, be able to have moments that are memorable because we've given a story, an example, an object lesson, or an analogy that the other woman can relate to. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you receive the message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.